listener production. Like some to die for yogurt on some perfectly soaked bircher.
Bad boys get all the yum yum.
Yes.
Yum yum good. Yum yum good.
It's Matt and Alex all day breakfast.
Bron, did you get on board this broccoli freckles TikTok thing?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, haven't you heard it? I saw it all over the news a few days ago. It's like there's like some TikTok hack. If you dip a piece of broccoli in some sort of like ink or makeup, then you splodge it on your face, you can get like fake freckles.
Oh, I don't get the fake freckles trend.
Hey, look, I'm glad.
It never looks
glad.
Natural. It always looks like you've just put stuff on your face.
Because for too long, I'm a huge freckles fan. Huge.
In
right?
way.
And so, well, I've always liked freckles. You know, and then people, you know, boys, girls, doesn't matter. I'm like, yes, freckle on. I love it. But then I just grew up with so many people who were embarrassed about their freckles that I'm so glad that it's gone the opposite way where freckles are
embrace
hot.
The freckles to the point
yes,
that
I
we're
love freckles.
Inking up some
freckle
vegetables
on.
And putting it on our face. In order
I think it's because
to...
I have brown skin. I'd never had the opportunity to really ever have freckles. It was not really a thing for me. So
people
I was
with
always
brown skin
like
have freckles though.
Some, but it's not as much of a thing. Mm. All right. So I was always a bit jealous of people who could have freckles. Same with undercuts. All I wanted to be was an undercutted freckly kid.
Really? Because that sounds quite nerdy. And I've heard what you had to say about a few people in high school, and it doesn't sound like a thing that you would aspire to, Mr. Skateboarding well, next to his first date.
All right, let's dive in.
Hope you're having a good one.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Well, Alex Dyes, anyone who checks Twitter, which is only, I think, I mean, it used to only be 14% of the population, right?
Yeah, I remember being in a meeting.
Yes.
Back in the day when we were on radio, and they're like, oh, and here's the amount of people in this survey who say that they follow us on this and this and this. And Facebook was up around 80-85%.
Not just follow us, people who actively use these platforms, the amount of people.
And old Twitter down at 14%.
Yeah, it wasn't
it's
many
only
people.
Really used by journalists and neo-Nazis these days.
Hey, 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 come on. There's the woke bro or the anti-woke bro as well, who, I mean, I know that often fits into the neo-Nazi category, but they do get their own thing sometimes. Mm. Writers. Yeah, it's a weird place. Mm. But if you did use Twitter like I do, you'll have known that the conversations around Kate Middleton not appearing in public have been going on for quite a while. And especially
not appearing in public thing. What do you mean she's not appearing in public? Well, like she's not, you know what all these royals do. They're not opening a primary school or they're not, you
okay,
know,
here's the thing.
Not on the balcony waving.
According, and just to catch you up, according to the, you know, palace, okay, she had a planned abdominal surgery in January. They said it would take 10 to 14 days to recover. They said that it would be unlikely she would participate in any public engagements until after Easter, okay? So 31st of March. Now, from this point, people suddenly went into overdrive. They're like, well, hold on. It's been way more than 10 days, 10 to 14 days.
Wait, 31st of March?
Yeah, no. So from when this happened in January. So it said 10 to 14 days to recover. It's been way past
that. And she won't be around until the 31st of March.
Like, yeah, but no, but she won't
work
no,
on that.
She won't participate in any public engagements. So that's that to me says, as a royal, your job is to participate in engagements.
Yeah.
Right? That is literally your only job. Mm. Back in the day, it was to defend the kingdom, et cetera, et cetera. Now, if you want to deep dive into any number of conspiracies about how much the royal family owned the world, we can do that.
You have the capacity. As mentioned, Matt's been on Twitter. So he's ready to go whenever you need.
Okay, but let's talk real life here.
Yep.
Okay, and the engagements are the work. That's what Harry and Meghan, they said, nah, we're not doing this anymore. Mm. We're leaving the royal family. Therefore, we don't have to do the engagements. We're going to do our own engagements. We're going to make our own money doing those engagements.
Right, so we're not going to be on the public purse. We're going to be making our own podcast, doing that sort of thing. So it's kind of like... You said to me, Alex, can't do the podcast for 2 weeks because I'm having surgery. I'm like, yeah, no worries, mate. Great. I'll see you in 10. Like, well, hang on. You said this would take 2 weeks.
No. What it's like is me going, had surgery, can't do the podcast for 10 days. You're like, cool, no worries. Day 33 rolls around and you're like, where is Matt? That's actually what's happening here.
But did they say she'd be back the 31st of March?
She said she wouldn't do any public engagements, but she literally hasn't been seen.
Right.
Like, no one has seen her.
So if I said, how'd the recovery go, and you just didn't tell me?
No one said, and you're like, well, you thought Matt would be back at a certain time, and in fact, his Instagram's gone dark, nothing's happening, no one's been able to talk to him, there's been no pictures of him, and everyone's going into meltdown, going, hey, is Matt O'Kine alive?
Yep.
Or is Matt's family trying to cover something up? Right? That's where we're at right now. Now, there's a very good chance I could be at home playing chess, trying to raise my ELO from the measly 7:30 it was this morning. There's also the opportunity that I may be hiding something. Now, here's the serious part of this. Kate Middleton could very well be sick.
Well, she's coming out of surgery. Yeah.
And the surgery could have been much worse than they thought. She may, who knows? She could be really
someone
sick.
Might have left a faucet in there. That happens at hospitals.
Little old Dr. Nick Riviera. For anyone who actually watches The Simpsons, not you, Daiso. Anyways, so there is a serious conversation around whether Kate is unwell. That's a very serious conversation and should be respected.
So is that why I saw there's a big photo controversy recently?
The photo controversy happened a couple of days ago. Now, people immediately jumped on this photo. They said, this photo's photoshopped. Okay. There was things on, I believe daughter Charlotte's sleeve was a little bit, it was obviously photoshopped. It was absolutely undoubtedly. Even a good friend of mine who is a photoshopper of images.
Professionally.
Yeah. They were like, as soon as I saw that image, I was like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Her specs are all weird. She's out of proportion, right?
To her kids.
Just everything about it. They were like, I saw that photo and I went, that's a bit weird. Mm. It looks weird. There's lines and stuff. It's weird. There's a lot of things. Now, other people
have
come out.
Is it really her?
Well, no. Other people have come out on Twitter and since said, okay, check out this photo of Kate Middleton from a Vogue shoot back in, a few years ago.
Yeah.
It is the exact same head.
Right? Are you telling me, Matt, that this picture of Kate Middleton with her kids is sus as?
Okay, now, here's the thing. I found it funny when people were saying, check out this photo of Kate Middleton from the Vogue magazine cover. It's exactly the same as the photo of her with her kids. Now, one could think that that's a big Photoshop job done by Kensington Palace. Also, one could ask, is it the same head?
Wait, you're telling me that it's the same, Kate Middleton has the same face as she had when she was getting taken to Vogue and it was taken front on?
Exactly.
She was smiling.
Oh my God. This smiling photo of Kate, the same person, is exactly the same as the same person. I know. I couldn't believe
Unless Kate, has like a few of us, that receding hairline, which every 2 weeks, the face changes.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm including myself in this, Matt. This is not an O'Kine joke.
Some of us know what the struggle is. So now this has all happened. Here is my question. Here's my question that I just want to know. At this point, the internet has been going into meltdown over whether Kate is okay or Kate is not okay. Now, we all hope that Kate is okay, right? We don't want anything to be, but the conspiracies are going absolutely wild. My question is, why wouldn't you just, if you were Kate, okay? Doesn't matter if you're in the Bahamas having a good time, whether you're, eating pizza in Rome, whatever. As if you wouldn't just chuck a little selfie vid on at this point and go, guys,
I'm
fine.
Holding up today's newspaper.
be like, hey, sorry, I'm just clocking off for a few weeks. Can we all just chill? I'm absolutely okay.
Just holding up this month's edition of Vogue magazine.
Yeah, and then just say thank you and good night. Like, so they haven't released that sort of selfie video, but there has been a more recent paparazzi video in which William is seen in a car with a woman. And I say woman because people say, oh, this is a photo of Kate. But Kate's face is not facing the cameras.
There's just brown hair in a car.
And honestly, I mean, Bron, did you think that was Kate?
Matt, I can't believe you believe every conspiracy theory and this one with so much evidence that something weird is happening. no matter if it's, you know, good or bad, something weird is going on that you think, oh, everything's fine.
I don't think everything's fine. I think it's weird as. It is sus as. That's what I'm saying. There should be a video. Kate just needs to go, hey, let's squash this. Unless it's either really fun or really dire.
Didn't she respond as saying, haha, I do try, like most mothers and parents, I'd use Photoshop sometimes.
Yes.
And that sort of thing. But yes. Would she have actually written to that, or some PR person from the royal family have written that? Because I doubt that she is communicating that personally with everyone.
I mean, sometimes we just forget that even royals are just normal. Like, can you imagine that there are days that Kate Middleton just lies in bed scrolling TikTok?
Or
like,
watches a TV commercial where, you know, the new phone, like, pick the best photo, it'll automatically change the heads.
Yes! And she's like, oh, I could do the Google one picks, of each one. Yeah. You know?
Matt, I don't believe she's editing her own photos. That is a farce. That is not real at all. I cannot believe that
Kate
they're saying
that. Kate is a normal
that.
Person.
No, she
do you
isn't.
Not think
no,
that they have
isn't.
To, like, wrestle with kids to get their school uniforms on every morning?
No, I don't
exactly,
think
which
they
is
do
why
that.
She's not posting grams about it.
No.
Yeah.
But, like,
I
we
doubt
just
she's running the
perfect.
Kate and Will Instagram. Surely
the Kensington
not.
Palace. She'd have to have the logins.
Jackie, do you have it as an alternate login and just dip into
of
the messages occasionally?
Of course she does. Of course she's got the alternative login.
I don't know if they've
and
given
she,
the
and,
logins.
And almost certainly, you know, Kate Middleton would also have some random, like, KK675 and it'd be a picture of Pepe the Frog.
Little
Finsta. And like,
yeah, little fake Insta.
Exactly. She would have to.
With her close friends, yeah.
She's literally probably posting memes right now with her on, like, a mountaintop pretending to ride a horse, like, and then the text is like, when everyone thinks you're dead, but you're actually, like, killing it, you know? And she's all like, do.
In Ibiza somewhere.
Maybe. I mean, and okay, also, I have to say, maybe there's the terrible dire ops, you know, chance of this being a really serious thing as well. I've always got to ruin it, don't I, Dyson?
You've started a real habit of bringing up worst case scenarios constantly so that if that does happen, then Matt and Alex, the podcast, is covered for the fact that we weren't totally laughing about it.
Well, exactly.
Which will be great in the hypothetical situation as that does come to pass and then people suddenly turn to Matt and Alex and go, what did they say about it? But for the average listener, throughout the average event, it just really does bring down the mood.
Okay. Okay, but
there's
we
always
also
a, no, but
do...
let's be serious about this. There no. are lives on the line. So
I
look.
Do believe that there could be lives on the line. You never know. But the fact these are all just the things that people are talking about. Okay, that's all I'm saying, Dice. Can we move on?
Yeah, let's do it. But just don't forget the fact that every few weeks
someone could die. And someone close to you could die. So there you go. Matt and Alex all day breakfast.
Sweet.
Well, Matt, you proved the other day that you were not one for making typos in our typing contest.
No, that's right. I did manage to get the fastest typing score in the group. Thank you for sending in your results. We'll get to that a little bit later on this week. But Dyso, what's going on?
Well, I was just seeing the news coming out of Los Angeles and realizing that you should have chucked your hat in the ring to be engraving the brand new Kobe Bryant statue at crypto.com arena, not just because you trade crypto, but there is not one, not two, not three, but four typos in the engraved memorial bronze statue of Kobe Bryant.
Do you know what? I saw on Facebook, Ronnie Cheng posted, hey, look, I know everyone thinks I'm give everyone a hard time all the time, especially Singaporeans. He's from Singapore and he's like, you know, do better, Singapore. But he was like, the least that Harper's Bazaar Singapore could do is get the spelling of their cover star right. And it... Ronnie Cheng is spelled R-O-N-N-I-E instead of R-O-N-N-Y. So, I mean, if it can happen to the goat, the basketball goat, it can happen to the comedy goat too, you know.
Well, they got Kobe's name right. I do remember at a basketball tournament growing up, I was, at an argument with two people disagreeing on the how you pronounce Kobe's name. One person saying it was Kobe, the other one saying it was Kobe. Which I guess the same as...
Hey, we've all been in primary school. We've all been there.
And it's sort of on the same par as sort of Zoe and Zooey. But the... But the person, whoever's engraving
catch
this...
Catch up on, by the way, Daiso thought that Zoe Deschanel's name was Zooey because there's two O's.
That's a double O there. It's confusing for all. But here we go. I'll show you here. The first two are decision. Sometimes they spell decision correctly. Sometimes they say they put two C's in it. Dissection instead of D-I-C-I-S. It's D-I-C-I-C, double C. Oh. There's Jose Calderon, because they put the actual the game box score on there when he scored 81 points. So they list all the other players. There's a guy called Jose Calderon, who they called him Jose Calderson. And there's also a player by the name of Von Wafer, who they've called Vom Wafer.
Oh, that's got to be the worst of all of them.
Calling you Vom. So we're having a vom at the way this has gone. But imagine that. Just getting your chisel out. I guess it'd be a laser these days. But whoever's been doing that, they did not have the Mamba mentality to 100% work on their craft so that they can every day, every night, nail it.
Do you know what the worst thing is? There's two above each other. Coach's decision.
Which is spelled correctly.
The right way. And then coach's decision underneath that spelt the wrong way. So do you think they were hedging their bets?
Yeah.
Do you think the person was like, oh my God, I don't know which way to do it. At least if I do both different,
I say, at least you got one right.
Exactly. Because if you just committed and went both wrong, then they look completely stupid, you know?
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's one of the more memorable typos in recent memory. So I did ask you, what's the most memorable typo in your world? SC said, I had a new boss called Trudy. I wrote her an email that began with, hi, Turdy.
that typo stinks. Zoe says, my cousin wrote that the principal was the most impotent person in the school instead of important.
Oh, that's usually the same thing. Jess, I spelt my own last name wrong on my passport application. 2 out of 10, would not recommend.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
The amount of trouble.
Amelia, a lady at my job emailed guests for an evening drinks and nipples instead of nibbles.
I tell you what, I'd turn up to a few more events if that was on the cards. Drinks and nipples. Let's normalize drinks and nipples.
Kate, I text to my mum, do you want to get pedis, short for pedicure? And it auto-corrected, do you want to get penis? I guess pedis is P-E-D-I-S.
I'm just
so
glad.
They changed the D to an N. Do you want to get penis?
I'm just so... Imagine if Kate's mum replied really quickly, like tongue out emoji, like...
Hot tongue out face.
Do I? And
the
then
fast,
she's like...
Fast runner towards eggplant.
Then Kate's like, I meant pedis, and mum's like, oh, me too.
Kate's mum, in both instances, feeling a little bit toey. Now, shall we move on with the show?
Oh, well, look at this. It's not a Monday, but we're still doing Australia's sixth favourite game show.
Name that thing.
Yeah, you thought you were going to get out of it this week, Daiso.
Thought we'd gone past, but here it is, coming up the road. Name the thing that Matt O'Kine is thinking of when he's reading out a number of news articles.
Yes, yes, that's right, Daiso. I am going to be naming that thing, where I give a couple of headlines and you have to name a thing. And this week, that thing is a movie, Alex Dyson.
Okay,
so there
so
you go.
Keep an ear out. What movie title could be made from the headlines that you're about to hear?
All right. The first headline is from Yahoo News. It goes, Norfolk police get on buses to catch passing drivers on their phones. So this is a little tactic by some police officers in the UK, in Norfolk, to be precise, in which they're actually, they're in uniform and they're jumping on the bus right?
What, just a regular public bus?
Yep. They're on the public bus with their cameras and their little books to write people up with.
Yeah.
And they're just driving around the streets. Because you're not going to expect a police to be on a bus next to you, are you?
So they're on the public bus. They can take a photo of the car next to them, person using it, issue a fine as a result of that. Because they're up quite high, they can see in.
They can see into your lap. Because, I mean, you know, people on buses sometimes, you know, you think you're in your safe space in your car sometimes. Mm. You know, you got the floss out or you're, you know, popping the pimple or something like that.
In the rearview mirror,
and then suddenly
yeah.
you look up and you're like, holy moly. There's about 20 people.
Me and my sister,
here.
When we were going on long road trips in the back seat, when we were about, you know, between 5 and 10 years old, we used to put on plays for like the bus drivers and the truck drivers with little like hand puppets. They'd go past and we'd like put them up to the window and like do little dances for them.
Oh, that's very sweet. Well, you're not going to get booked for that. The only crime you've committed is
being cute without a license.
I know. But apparently offenders could receive 6 points on their license and fines of up to £1,000 for using their mobile. They're saying, please don't do it, obviously. And this is just something that goes for anywhere you are, not just the UK. So will this be something that we take on board in Australia? Who knows? Okay, the second story, Alex Dyson, the headline is Jennifer Lopez embraces Armor Corps with a chrome breastplate at the Elle Awards. Have you heard about Armor Corps, Alex Dyson?
Armor Corps. No.
So the article goes, again, from Yahoo News, Jennifer Lopez has become the latest star to wear a breastplate. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is the red carpet trend that just will not go away. It's the sort of metallic look. People are wearing things like slinky top tubes. Like
wearing chainmail. Like
Chainmail, wearing slinkies on their arms as like this kind of like metallic look. So
it's so funny. Like I've got this the other day watching Rage and people putting out video clips and stuff. And it's like there's such a fine line between cool and cringe where it's like you just got to have the confidence to pull off the factors. Like, have they just put slinkies on their arms? But if you pout enough... slinkies on the arm can become extremely sexy and cool.
Well, what is it, Bron? It only takes 3 people. Is that what it is? It's like 1 slinky on the arm. Well, that person's just wearing slinkies. 2, it's like, what's going on here? 3, it's a trend. That is absolutely a trend.
I've never heard that before.
It's no, because look, Zendaya was caught, well, not caught, was rocking a breastplate on one of the red carpets back in 2020. Sydney Sweeney also been, in, you know, snapped in the breastplate. Mm-hmm. So this Armor Corps thing, I mean, there's an article about it in, you know, about halfway through last year. So this is all... that was at the Paris Fashion Week. So right, watch
so
out.
J-Lo,
it's
going to
be hitting. Yeah, it's going to be hitting us soon. So there you go. There are your 2 news stories.
Oh, man, we only get 2. Okay.
Jennifer Lopez embraces Armor Corps with a chrome breastplate at the Elle Awards, and the Norfolk police get on buses to catch passing drivers on their phones.
Can you said that all very monotone. So I'm usually listening. Armor Corps and police on bus.
I really don't know.
You've got 10 seconds.
The
counting down.
Speed
10.
Is a movie about a bus.
9.
Police Academy.
8, 7. Yeah, you're close. 6.
5.
Norfolk police get on buses to catch passing drivers on their phones.
On my phone.
5.
I'm a
4.
I'm a get it?
That's it, bro. I'm a get it.
Armageddon on buses.
Oh, my God. Armageddon buses. That is right. God. Oh, wow.
Bruce Willis, Liv Tyler, Ben Affleck, directed by Michael Bay.
That's right.
Armageddon.
Wow.
Yep.
The movie where Ben Affleck apparently said to Michael Bay at the time, wouldn't it be easy to get astronauts to learn to drill rather than putting drillers and sending them to space? And he's like, be quiet, please. We're just making this movie. All right. Just shut up and act.
Well, thank you very much for playing Australia's 6 favourite game show. Please get in touch if you want to play again, okay? So next time maybe we might try and do that, get some players on in real life. I can't remember if I said that last week. And if I did say that, I'm sorry. I forgot to do it this week. Next week, we will try and get real people on. So you can win yourself a crumb bag or something of the sort. But right now, I'm a get out of here.
Absolutely right. Thank you very much for joining us today. It's been a whole heap of fun. And we will be back with another big episode of All Day Breakfast tomorrow.
Until then, keep in touch. Bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.